Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, Pretoria is still heavily backed up. There was a truck accident earlier on Eskom Bahlele Drive north at Marabastad. That road is closed currently. And then heavy traffic on Transurania Bremer Street heading towards Van der Hof because the traffic lights are out at multiple junctions.
Umkhonto weSizwe National Organizer Floyd Shivambu is hit back at EFF leader Julius Malema's comments that he betrayed him by leaving the Red Berets. Shivambu resigned from the party a week ago. A Hartbees Poort businessman whose restaurant was gutted by a fire claims he's the victim of long-standing racial tensions in the northwest tourist town. Police confirmed they're investigating a case of arson after Bubble Champagne Garden was attacked on Monday evening. We'll have more on the story in our next bulletin. And Botswana's discovered and announced its largest diamond ever found. It's the second largest globally. The rough diamond was unearthed by Canadian mining company Lucara Diamond Corporation. Now for the latest business news. How did the markets perform internationally today? Well, PSG Wealth Pretoria's Franziska Nettler explains.
On the international front, markets in Europe are trading stronger today, and the German DAX is up by 0.4%, while the French CAC 40 is up by 0.3%. In the US, the S&P 500 trades 0.3% lower, with shares exposed to the semiconductor industry declining. Intel and AMD, both producers of CPUs, are trading more than 2% lower.
He shares insights on the local front.
The JSE overall index closed to 0.4% lower after the index reached a new intraday all-time high of 84,800 points. We saw strong runs amongst rand-hedged shares, whilst the exchange rate weakened by 0.6% against the dollar to a level of 18 rand. Shares of Richmond closed 2.6% stronger, while Naspers rose by 1%.
A dollar is trading at 17 Rand 93, a euro at 19 Rand 97, and a pound at 23 Rand 53 cents. Gold's trading at $2,500, 19 per fine ounce. I'm Shanel September, more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. Siya Kolisi's move from French giants Racing 92 to the Sharks is reportedly on the brink of collapse after talks between the two teams have hit a deadlock. According to Rugby Pass correspondent Neil Fisser, discussions have stalled as Racing owner Jackie Lorenzetti demands full payment of the 17 million rand that he spent to sign Kolisi from the Durbanites in early 2023. Kolisi, who's been with Racing for less than a year, made 18 appearances last season but has faced sharp criticism from Lorenzetti. And Protea coach Rob Walter says the T20 series against the West Indies is an ideal time to bring an 18-year-old fast bowler Gwena Mapaka into the national setup. Well, Walter acknowledged as well that the expectations around Mapaka need to be managed.
There are not many schoolboys who can say they've already run out in front of a full Wankiri and got that under the belt and have that as a reference point from an experience point of view. So, skill sets aside, I love his mindset, love his calmness. As you said, you know, we see him as a strong potential for the pro.
And in terms of live cricket that's happening at the moment, England up against Sri Lanka, the first test match happening at Lord's. The English bowled out Sri Lanka for 236 in their first innings. They're just about to cover that score, 224 for 5. The score at the moment with Jamie Smith and Chris Wokes at the crease on 47 and 20 runs respectively. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
This is Pick and Mix, the music you love, exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
It is a Thursday. It is Pick and Mix time.
We keep it very simple on a Thursday. We just throw it back.
Wanna be young the rest of my life. Never say no. Try it.